Here's your midday brief for Wednesday, May 11th. I'm Trinanery for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. inflation remained close to its highest annual rate in four decades last month, easing slightly to 8.3%, a sign that the economy continues to face upward price pressures. The Labor Department's Consumer Price Index fell for the first time in 8 months, down from an annual rate of 8.5% in March. But the decline primarily came from a slight drop in gas prices, which reached a new high on Tuesday. Prices rose for groceries, dining out, air travel, and other services. U.S. stocks wavered and Treasury yields rose following the release of the CPI report. By early afternoon, the Dow was up about 50 points, the S&P 500 roughly flat, and the Nasdaq was down about 1%. A sell-off continued in the cryptocurrency Terra USD, which is designed to be pegged to a value of $1. Trading fell as low as 23 cents today, according to CoinDesk, and recently was trading about 30 cents. The coin and others like it had gained favor among traders for being one part of the crypto universe known for stability. And Kohl's shareholders rejected an activist investor's push to replace up to 10 board directors, an endorsement of the retailer's current board as the company explores a possible sale. Kohl's had been struggling before the pandemic. Sales and profits rebounded last year, but by this January, the company's stock was worth less than it was two decades ago. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.